they're brown in summertime, and their hides are not very thick, but in fall time, the fur getting thicker, and the hide getting thicker, and that's the time to start snaring them. You can snare them all year, all winter long, till they start shedding in springtime. No use to snare them unless for eating. The fur is no good anymore when they start shedding. It's no good for mittens, no good for parkie, and it gets in your eyes in springtime. So it's year-round animal to me. First time when I found out how to snare rabbit, they use number two wire, and that's the only one that'll hold rabbit, I think. If it's too heavy, rabbit will probably see it and go through it, and it'll be just right. It's not too heavy, not too light. Number two pitcher wire. They got them in the store somewhere. Okay, I'll show you how to make a snare out of this number two pitcher wire. First, you gotta measure it. Go so far like that. It'll be about, just guess it, about 2 feet, 24 inches. Cut it with your knife. It's better to cut it with scissors if you make it in the house, but you might have to do it out there. Knife will cut it. It'll get your knife dull, but you can sharpen on it. There you go. Put that in your pocket. Put your knife away and don't lose it. Yeah, you gotta bend it so far like this. And you still gotta move this hand and make a loop and let this one go right through that loop. And just pull it tight, see? And start, grab this loop and start twist this as real hard as you can. So it will slip if you can grab it. Just twist it as far as you can and try so it won't show too much either. Then you got a loop. Here it is, about a quarter inch hole. And press it a little bit. It won't show, so rabbit won't see it too much. It's still got to have a slack. There you go. Just press it a little bit and set the snare. About the size. There, you got a snare there. All you do, tie it in the willow. Let it hang there till the rabbit comes by. Go with the wire. You got enough loop for a rabbit, and just bend it straight once, and on the other side, and goes inside through and pull it and tighten hard as you can. This wire should be shortened, and start twisting it again, like you did on that first loop. And if you've got so much, once. You just have to set it right there and try to hide it up here so the rabbit wouldn't see it. You might need it next time. There you go. When the rabbit sets it, all it'll do is just go like that. Yeah, I'm gonna take you out and teach you how to set snares out in the willows. Here's a rabbit trail right there by the willows. I think that's the best place to set snares. So the rabbit will have to go through. We have to block that area between them. We might have to set another snare over there. We put three snares that will be just right for this area if we can find another trail over there. But this is the right spot right there. They have to follow that trail. When they're crossing that opening, they run fast to go to the other side of the other willow. They have to stay right on the trail, especially when it's soft snow. Especially when there's something disturbing and they're scared, they gotta run through the trail. They go faster when they stay on the trail. Go. Scared of me or a hog or somebody might disturb, get them, so they gotta run real fast to get the other side of the willows. We're gonna cut these willows so I can put a fence between the block the trail so I'll have a chance to snare a rabbit after I cut a bunch of willows here. There it is, like that. One shot, go. Pile them together so you can grab one. Oh, here. Be just right. There. Grab them like that. I'll block it all up so the rabbits will stay right, just right in the trail. I hope they don't jump over my fence. Then they'll have to stay right in the trail when I drive them. I got to get rabbits to try, see if I can get some. So they got to go. They got to go through this trail if they don't jump over the fence. Make a fence out of the willows. It takes a while. I'm sweating right now, but it'll pay off, I think. I hope so. I'll put the snares right in that trail. If I'm in a bunch of willows, I'll just take a little stick and tie the snare and set it right over the trail. Never make no tracks. I don't have to block it. I just look for the good, solid track trail and get a little willow, tie the snare, and set it right in there where they'll go right through. Then just walked over there and look for another trail, set another one. Then I'll have a whole snare. I'll probably have snowshoes with a lot of willow, soft snow. Here I picked this good spot. I don't need no snowshoes. Oh, this hole helped me walking on the soft snow and keep the stairs real straight so they don't kink in here. All you have to do is just tie them with a string, put a loop, this little loop in there. It'll stay straight forever till you set it out here. You have to pull one out. Just put a loop in there. Make that loop a little smaller so it's not too tight either. Just figure out a rabbit head about this size. It's got to be bigger when the weather's warm. When they're cold, they shrink up like us. The snare's got to be at least about that much. They always flop their ears when it's cold. Right now, they're real brave. Hell, they'd jump anything. So the hole's got to be a little bit bigger when it's warm, especially at this time of year. When it's cold, you got to make it smaller. They just hop along. Go right in there, right in the head. If you get them right in the head, you'll be lucky. Sometimes it's just right here. Depends how rabbits run, acts, you know. Every time you stop, get caught like that. Secure my snare right in this stick. It should be a little bit heavier, but I'm just going to use this for overnight. If you want to let it sit for a long time, you got to have a heavier stick. Otherwise, a rabbit might chew on it or bust it up. So I'm going to put the snare. I'm going to put this little knob here so it don't slip. Put it like this. Put a loop. This got to be secured real good. Them rabbits are strong this time of year. Got to twist it. And hide the rest up here so the rabbit don't see it. There, got to be set just right. Perfect. For a rabbit, right in the rabbit trail. Got to be a right height when you run high too. That's hard. That's it's hard. Now you got to use dry woods so the rabbit don't eat that. He must stop while I'm gone and start eating them willows. And I hope you go right through there. Might have to lower that. Has to take care of that. There. That's always hard. That's just about right. Oh, rabbit's gonna come through this trail. Probably stop here. I have to go right through. The rabbit thinks it's gonna go over, might jump over the snare. Get a little willow, like so, and just put it right over so he don't jump over the snare. He's gotta go through that snare. He can't jump that far unless something hit him. He's gotta go right through. There's no other trail. I don't think he's gonna jump over this fence. It'll be just right. and you snare them all year, all winter long, till they start shedding in springtime. No use to snare them unless for eating. The fur is no good anymore when they start shedding. It's no good for middens, no good for parquet, and it gets in your eyes in springtime. So it's year-round animal to me.